Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So, you know that, I don't want to call it a curse, but may you live in interesting times? Well, we certainly live in interesting times. I don't know how many of you are going to remember the Axes and Anvils Kickstarter. This was one of Mike Nystuhl's, I guess, four concurrent running Kickstarters. They were all fucked up, okay? He basically thought the money he brought in was going to let him start a business and live like a king and throw a convention, and it was all fucking downhill from there. Now, that is, in theory, the one that Nystuhl's Aura in 1E, that's the claim, that it was named after him. There's been some discussions of whether or not the Wandering Wizard, as he's also been known as, that was the one and the same. He claims it is. Makes no difference. Now, there was an update on the act. I'm sorry to be laughing. It's good that it's an update, and it's not for Mike, but it makes me laugh, because the last update in this Kickstarter was May 17th, 2015. So, here we are, 4.5 years later, and there's an update. Now, the last update told us that Andrew Shields was now the lead designer. And he had been the lead designer for about half a year at that point. Well, this update is from Andrew Shields. I want you to have this game. I acquired the rights to the Axes and Anvils game from Mike Nystuhl without taking on his obligations from this Kickstarter. So, what can you expect? Obviously, here I'm reading the update. The chart shows how I plan to give you this fantastic game. It's thanks for your enthusiasm, even if it was over 7 years ago. So, again, I'm laughing at the ridiculousness of this shit. Okay? And not, Andrew, I'm not laughing at you. God bless you for taking this on. Seriously, and trying to give something back to the backers. But this was the wild, wild west of Kickstarters. And all you needed was an idea, a dream, and a desire to take cash that you have no idea how to properly spend. And this is yet another Kickstarter of Mike Nystuhl's that somebody other than Mike is trying to salvage. Back to Andrew. I do not have the resource to send out print copies, much less patches, miniatures, stones, and other extras. I think that I was in for a beer stein. Yeah. I did not have funds from this Kickstarter or from him, Mike Nystuhl, for development. And in the end, I did not have a publisher, although we've been through two over the years. I cannot give you what this Kickstarter promised, but I will try to make things right as best I can. I am approximating here rather than inviting specific corrections or crosswalks between add-on awards or my future plans. If you want to discuss the gifts I am offering, I'm available to do so. But if you want to talk about what the Kickstarter owes you, that is beyond my scope. Now, just to tell you how fucking stupid Mike was, at $10... you were going to get a rule book, a map, rune font, cookbook, fiction anthology, GM screen, drinking songs and songbook, wallpaper images, wallpaper images from calendar, print and play, character generation, and equipment cards. Here's what Mike is going to give you. A rule book PDF, which includes reference pages, calendar, print and play. A calendar will not be illustrated, by the way. Print and play cards to generate characters and clans, and a name generator. At $20, you were getting a paperback before. Well, now you're going to get the rule book, a starter deck, lore deck, and character pack. I believe I was in for at least 20. So in any case, there's a whole lot of stupid shit involved in this, thanks to Mike. But here, how we get your digital gifts. I will use your emails as recorded in Kickstarter to send complimentary copies through DriveThruRPG system, so you can add them to your libraries there. If you did not get an email and you think you were supposed to, contact me, and I will get a confirmation email from DriveThruRPG with codes for each email address, and I can give you the codes. Give it a day or so, I'll be sending emails right after I post this. And he did. Okay, I got the email. I haven't even downloaded my shit yet, but we will get there. So how does the Shields Up Axes and Anvils compare to the Castle Nightstall Axes and Axes and Anvils? My version of the game is not exactly the same as what Mike Nightstall would have made. However, I used the pitch on Kickstarter as my guiding inspiration as I developed this game. The creative contributions of the faction-level backers are included in the finished result credited in the book. I plan to continue development of Axes and Anvils resources that will include some greater detail from the contributions they have already made. Now, actually, there's going to be stuff available on RPG Now. I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm going to skip through because it's kind of long. What delays remain? The print version of the rulebook and the Quickstart have proofs in the mail to me now. The rulebook was out, but I changed the link when I bought a domain for the initial website, so the print version is offline until I get a new print. The Quickstart proof is also in the mail to me. As the work near completion, it's attempting to get everything together and finished to triumphantly release all at once. But the process of delays and revisions can be disruptive. The GM book and the clan book are going to be through the final stages. Print will be available for everything but the character packs, and a suite of Axes and Anvils game rules and supplements will be available. If you want to express your support financially, I invite you to buy any of the print products to go along with your digital copies. Also, you can go to the Quick Start, which is pay what you want, and contribute in that way. All right. So, here is the skinny. This is the only question comment I have. If somebody backed for a print copy of this game, and there is going to be a print copy of Axes and Anvils, even if it isn't Mike Nysel's Castle Nysel version of Axes and Anvils, is it possible for those that were backers to get a print-on-demand code or at-cost code or damn near at-cost close or discounted code to get a print copy of the rulebook? So, Andrew, if you're listening to this, that is my question. Those of us that put in 20 or more bucks, which I am one of them, would it be possible for us to get a discounted or at-cost code to do the print on demand? So, like I said, I'm not, when I was laughing at the beginning, it's just the absurdity of a Kickstarter that hasn't been updated in 4.5 years updating. It would be like Myth and Magic updating suddenly. You know, Myth and Magic, the wonderful Kickstarter creator there who decided to, try to publish share my mailing information on the comments of the Kickstarter because he didn't like the fact that I was bringing attention to him. And I didn't bring attention to his work. I didn't bring attention to his home address. But, I mean, I brought attention to the fact that none of the shit was shipping. So, I don't think it is at this point. In any case, folks, if you're interested in Axes and Anvils, go to DriveThru, give it a quick look up. Andrew Shields is a good person, and God bless him for stepping up like this. So, there you go. That's just the weirdness that derailed my plans for the podcast. I was going to talk about maps and stuff, but maybe another day. All right, folks, on that note. Oh, there's also a Troll Lords update. Well, not a Troll Lords update. A memorial tomb update by the trolls who've taken over that project. But maybe I'll do that one later. All right, folks. I'm rambling. It's been that kind of a day. As always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.